You're an idiot. Why would I give you a f***ing interview? Get what?
CITR 101.9 FM presents Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show, 20-hour, 20-year anniversary interview marathon. 9 p.m. Thursday, November 1st, on to 5 p.m. Friday, November 2nd.
Nardwar will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of his radio show on CITR with a 20-hour live on-air Nardwar interview marathon, starting at 9 p.m. on Thursday, November 1st, and ending at 5 p.m. on Friday, November 2nd.
Interviews to be aired during the 24-hour marathon include
Robert Anton Wilson, Ron Jeremy,
James Brown,
John Sloan,
Nina Pagan, Arlen Ellison, Harry Rollins, Ice, 9 p.m.
Thursday, November 1st to 5 p.m. Friday, November 2nd. Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show's 20-hour, 20-year anniversary interview marathon. Presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
But guys! 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 No!
Good morning. It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Mead, your host, and coming up in the next hour and a half, lots of new stuff. We've got a really, really crazy festival going on in our city that all you noise heads should take note of. We'll get to that a little bit later. I'm talking about the Guitars Festival. We'll do a little bit of a spotlight on a few of the artists that are going to be featured there. And we've got some new stuff here as well. We have something new by the Magic Markers. We have something new by Uj Medoma, one of my favorite Czechoslovakian groups. And what we're going to start off with, though, it's so rainy out and so gruesome out. Doesn't some Hawaiian Exotica feel nice? Sure it does.
Thank you.
love it, love me, come on, 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 come on,
thank you.
exotic industrial sounds of 23 Skidoo you're listening to there. 23 Skidoo off of their classic Seven Songs album. There's actually 9 songs on it. They called the album Seven Songs. And the reissue, I believe, has 11 songs on it. So figure that one out. Quiet Pillage is the name of that track. And you just heard 25 minutes of pure jungle lust music to try and take your mind off of these rainy day blues here in Vancouver. This is A Noise on 101.9 FM. CITR Radio and Luke Mead here at the helm. And let's go through what we started off there with at 11:30. We started off there with the master and the creator of the exotica genre, although I've read that he hates that title, actually. But Martin Denny, off of his first release, Exotica, and you heard Quiet Village there, one of the greatest selling instrumental singles of all time. You heard some Throbbing Gristle after that, if you can believe that. Journey Through a Body, technically their last studio album before their breakup, not counting the reunion. And you heard Exotic Functions. You heard Ima Sumac off of Mambo. The jury's still out. It's been almost 50 years since she released her first record, but people still are confused whether she was just created by Capitol Records. Was her real name Amy Camus, and did she come from Detroit, or was she really the Incan princess that everyone, that Capitol Records had made her out to be? Either way, her voice is fantastic. 8-octave range, big influence on people like Nina Hagen and Kate Pearson. You heard Goomba Boomba there. And after that, some Yellow Magic Orchestra doing a Martin Denny cover. Firecracker, the name of the track, was Yellow Magic Orchestra. They've been kind of dismissed as Japan's answer to Kraftwerk. I think there's so much more than that. Yellow Magic Orchestra featuring Ryuichi Sakamoto, one of Tokyo's greatest composers and film scorers, probably best known for his work on the Last Emperor soundtrack with David Byrne. And then we heard the original there, Martin Denny, Firecracker. So, top of the noon to you. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. You want to hear anything? Give me a shout here at 822-2487. That's UBC CITR. However, something kicking off in our city starting tonight. Vancouver New Music Festival 2007. Guitars, one stage, 4 days, 144 strings, give or take a dozen. Starting tonight, October 17th, and this is at the Scotiabank Dance Center, 677 Davie Street. The day that I'm really excited about, actually, and we're going to focus in the next half hour or so, is on the Friday show. And holy moly, Friday features Bernard Fallacy, Keith Rowe, James Plotkin, and Donald Miller. And we're going to kind of go through some of these artists here and give you an idea of what you're in for Friday at the Scotia Dance Center. Donald Miller, one of my favorite guitarists of all time. Quote Cadence Magazine, his is a sustained and defiant examination of the noise particles inherent in a magnetic field. And the New Music website, very, very informative, www.newmusic.org. Check it out for anything weird and creative going on in our fair city. But the website gives a little footnote here. Having entered New York's budding free improv scene in 1976 with a sense of vengeance, Donald Miller has remained a noisy presence in experimental music ever since. A founding member of the volume-obsessed Borbet Omegas, Miller's legendarily aggressive guitar style infuses subtle layers into the wall of noise. We're going to hear some Borbet Omegas here off of their 1991 release, A Bunch of Hair That Long. Here we go. Get ready for the paint to peel off the walls. This is Borbet Omegas on A Noise. Thank you.
Thank you.
The easy listening tones of Borbet Omegas from New York. They've been around now for almost 27 years and have never, ever compromised their sound at all. You have Jim Souter on saxophone, Don Dietrich on saxophone, and Donald Miller on guitar, who's going to be playing a solo set this Friday at the Scotiabank Dance Center, part of the Guitars series, which we're focusing on right now. Also on Friday night, we're going to hear something by James Plotkin. And James Plotkin, a longstanding figure at the nexus of extreme and marginal music, James Plotkin has moved from high-impact metal through experimental noise and tingling metallic ambience. He has worked with Scorn, KK Null, John Zorn, Flux, and more recently, the disjointed ambience of the Lotus Eaters, who are amazing, by the way, and his own sludge noise project, Conate. And Conate are a great, great drone band. We're going to hear something by them right now. This is Conate off of their two-song EP. This track is simply called Dead.
Yeah.
And the lung stopping capacity of Conate there with Dead. Hoy, that's some sketty stuff, kids. Featuring James Plotkin on guitar there, and he's going to be here in Vancouver Friday night at the Scotiabank Dance Center, part of the Guitars Guitars series. And at the Scotiabank Dance Center, 677 Davie Street. If you've never been there, it's an excellent venue. And finishing up this little feature here, I was just shocked as hell and pleased to see that the legendary Keith Rowe is a part of this series as well, actually. Keith Rowe, one of the most influential experimental guitarists of our time, and part of the ensemble AMM, one of the incredibly, incredibly underrated bands out of England in the 1960s. Keith Rowe laid the foundations for a new way of approaching the instrument in reaction to the limitations imposed by the jazz context of the 1960s. Rowe developed various prepared guitar techniques, employing objects such as a library card, rubber eraser, springs, handheld electric fans, alligator clips, and common office supplies, with immeasurable influence on generations of experimental musicians to come. He is going to be here. We're going to listen to some AAM. AMM off of their debut album, AMM Music. This track is simply called Late, and we'll be back to talk at you at about 5:30. taking the aesthetic of Less Is More. That is AMM there, of their debut album, AMM Music, all the way back to 1966. Some of the best minimalist improv alive, if you ask me. We'll have more noise after this.
Courtney, can I get an interview with you?
No, I hate your guts, Nardwar. You're such an idiot. Why would I give you an interview? You're an idiot. Why would I give you a f***ing interview? Get what?
CITR 101.9 FM presents Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show. 20-hour, 20-year anniversary interview marathon. 9 p.m. Thursday, November 1st, on to 5 p.m. Friday, November 2nd.
Nardwar will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of his radio show on CITR with a 20-hour live on-air Nardwar interview marathon, starting at 9 p.m. on Thursday, November 1st, and ending at 5 p.m. on Friday, November 2nd.
Interviews to be aired during the 24-hour marathon include
Robert Anton Wilson, Ron Jeremy,
John Harris,
Jeff Lowe,
Jeff
Lowe,
Nine PM Thursday, November 1st to 5 PM Friday, November 2nd.
Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show's 20-hour, 20-year anniversary interview marathon, presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, indeed. You heard that right. Our very own Nardwar, the Human Serviette, live on air for 20 consecutive hours in celebration of him being on the air for 20 consecutive years here at CITR 101.9. Starts November 1st, ends November 2nd, and after the 20-hour extravaganza, he goes across the hall and plays with his band, The Evaporators, with the Pack AD and the Transmitters, all ages, and get this, it's free. So give us a shout here. If you're here, take a look at the website and give us a shout at CITR and let us know if you want to come. And because it's going to be an absolute riot. If you've ever seen the Evaporators before, you know what I'm talking about. Stay tuned. We got some uninterrupted jams at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock Democracy Now!, 3 o'clock Radio Rumble Tone, a go-go, 5 o'clock Canadian Voices, hosted by CJLY. 6:30 this week will be Sam Squatch's Hideaway, a very, very good Canadian content-packed show. 8 o'clock Folk Oasis with Val Cormier, 10 o'clock Juice Box with Julia, and 11 o'clock my man Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to get into some acoustical territory here. Distill Records out of New York, a fantastic reissue label, have unearthed the great lost recording by folk artist Ed Askew. And the fact that his last name is Askew really, really speaks volumes, actually. He was very, very little known, only had one record out on ESP Recordings, known as, it's called Ask the Unicorn. This album, his follow-up, Little Eyes, the label ran out of money before they could put it out, and it floated into obscurity. But now it's finally come to light. Little Eyes by Ed Askew, most known for his choice of instrument, which is called the tipple. And the tipple is a 10-stringed instrument shaped like a baritone ukulele. And this album contains some of the finest arrangements on this instrument. I mean, who the hell has heard of a tipple here? This is Ed Askew with the title track, Little Eyes.
Oh, I've minds, little eyes, little eyes.
as I ride for the holy frost of the day. It's safe to stay. Every time we meet, my friend, all I know is the perfect end tonight. The perfect time. Every time we meet this way, all I know is I must obey.
Wow, what happened in the last 15 minutes there? It got all pretty sounding. What the hell? Yeah, but it's all good. And very, well, it's not noisy, that's for sure. But you're listening to a noise on CITR. And you certainly didn't hear any there in the last 15 minutes. We started you off there with a great reissue, a lost classic, if you will, by obscure folk artist Ed Askew with Little Eyes. And that was the name of the album as well. It's out there on Distill Records. And that's spelled D-E-S-T-I-J-L. Oh, those New York hipsters. And you can order it off of othermusic.com. Check it out. We had some instrumental goodness in the middle there. Harris Newman, the boy wonder producer out of Montreal and the acoustic mastermind. He plays very, very, very good stuff. Very John Fahey, Stephen Bashy, Young Hands influence stuff. His new one is called Decorated. It's out on Strange Attractors Audio House. Great label out of Portland, Oregon. And the track you heard there was Anamnesis. And that's exactly how it says, how it's pronounced too, believe it or not. Yeah, Harris Newman, if you've heard anything out of Montreal in the last 3 years, 9 times out of 9, it was produced or mixed or mastered by Mr. Harris Newman. And then at the very end there, you heard Thurston Moore, his newest one, All Acoustic All the Time. No, that's not what it's called. The name of the album is Trees Outside the Academy. And that was Silver and Blue. We're going to move on into some more noisier territory, but in the same vein. The Magic Markers on, I guess it's a time with Thurston Moore. It's on his own Ecstatic Peace label. They put out a nice little record entitled Boss. And we're going to hear a lovely little track entitled Pat Garrett.
Thank you.
Some great stuff from the East Coast there. Maritimes, Sludge Rock. The band is called Vent, and that's available on Divorce Records. And you should check out everything that Divorce puts out. It's always, always fascinating stuff. Maps of Cut, the name of that song was. Check them out at www.divorcerecords.ca. And before that, some arty stuff. The Magic Markers. The new album is called Boss, and we heard a track called Pat Garrett there on a Static Piece, and you can check that out pretty much everywhere, I'm sure. A Static Piece now is owned by Sony, so you can get it in any record store or whatever. We're going to leave you with Czechoslovakia's Finest. I thought they had disappeared. I'm talking about Uj Me Doma. They frequented Vancouver quite a bit. Do not miss them live if they come out. I'll let you know when they do. As a matter of fact, they like Vancouver so much, their live album that they released was recorded at the Starfish Room in 1999. And they're just a phenomenal five-piece band. They know how to play every single instrument under the sun. And their new album is called Cod Liver Oil. We're going to hear track three off of this. The track is called Wait. That's it for me. Thanks for listening. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Jeho věcí.